The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Jesus Christ.
Well, this is a different Regis than we had last time.
I got you I got you different Regis right here.
Listen, if you're going to gesture there, I want to remind you that the last time you came in here, you were so excited that that was at 40%.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
I have one question for you.
What's your question, Regis?
Why am I being persecuted?
Well, everyone wants to know.
I'm being persecuted.
How so?
Last I heard, you were retired. What happened?
I am not leaving because of the money. That's what everybody says. It's the money. It's the money.
Yeah.
No, it's not. I made this decision. I'm sticking with it. It's been too long. I have been involved in this program for 28 years. I don't want to have anything to do with it anymore. So
when exactly did you make the decision that it was time?
1953.
Really? When you were still in the service?
I planned in 1953 during the Korean conflict. Was that 53?
I'm sure it was. Now, we've never
know.
I know we didn't plan to discuss this. But
balls.
You've opened a door.
I just felt like saying that. Balls.
You're in a belligerent mood lately. You just fired your agent of 30 years.
That's right. What a crap stinker he was.
What's up with that?
What's up with that? He was inadequate.
Inadequate?
Farm him out to the land of Ephraim.
Does that have something to do?
Have you taken a meeting with Don Ephraim?
Only idiots use Ephraims. Anyway, hi, how are you?
Wait, rewind. Yeah.
Good luck with that.
I'm not up to speed. The last I heard, there was the big announcement that you were leaving at the end of this season.
That's correct.
So what's changed since then?
Well, the thing is, the press has changed. And now I'm talking like this. Everything I explained. The fact is, they reported that I only gave Pippa 15 minutes notice. Well, she's not worth any more than 15 minutes.
I'm surprised you gave her that much.
And then they said it's because of money, and I'm telling you it's not because of money. It's because I'm almost 80. When is a man allowed to retire this show business?
So they didn't talk about cutting your pay?
You seem,
hold on, Regis, seem to be evasive. Let me ask you a few questions.
I like evasive.
What network are you currently working with?
I'm working with ABC, Buena Vista Television.
And how old are you?
I'm almost 80, 79 years old.
And your recent announcement, did it have anything to do with the money?
No, it did not.
Nothing at all.
Another
question.
Yes.
How do you spell your first name?
Regis.
And was money at issue when you decided to leave the show?
Let's have bacon.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
These are those English writers, Sean and Beverly...
Lincoln.
I know. Ooh, Arthur and Madeline just got here.
Oh, would you excuse me for a moment? She's lovely.
She's the best. And blind.
Yes.
2 years now.
Really?
And we're in Hawaii. She eats some kind of bad fish. Boom, has a toxic reaction, goes into a coma for 2 weeks. When she comes out of it, blind.
Oh, my God.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, that was not a good vacation. Plus, it rained practically every day. Well, Kauai. That's why it's so lush.
For someone who's only been sightless for a short time, she seems amazingly capable. Mm.
She's worked so hard. She's my hero. I mean, she falls down. A lot. For some reason, she's not doing it tonight, but you should see her shins. Bruises.
Jeez.
Whenever I offer to help her, she's like, no, I have to do it myself. And I'm like, but it's going to take so much longer that way. But she's got to do it. It takes us forever to get out of the house. Well, on the other hand, she shops less.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara,
Buzz Burbank,
Rob Spiewak,
Oscar Santana.
And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
What was that from? I know it, but I don't know
it. It's from the Matt LeBlanc show. Is it called Episodes?
The new Showtime series, Episodes. Hilarious. I like it better than the other two shows it's coupled with.
Really? It is really, really a great look at the shallowness, or just how shallow Hollywood is.
Exactly.
Right, very
great
good
stuff.
And are you going to maintain your lung capacity
I'll
during the show?
I'll be fine for the first 20 minutes of the show.
Do we have another one that's going to drop here? I'm wondering.
See, Mike, you don't know. I've been coughing since December 20th.
Really?
I'm fine.
You know, right. We have another guy that used to do that, and then he ended up in the hospital.
Yep. Yeah. Are you getting proper medical attention?
Keep your fingers crossed, Oscar. Perhaps I too will end up in the
hospital.
I gave
him my doctor's name.
Enjoy it across America on stations like Iowa 1630 KCJJ. When Rob gets annoyed, you hear just a little spike of the volume.
It's one of the magics of getting to run board.
And Vermont's 107.1, the game. And in 145 countries around the world from the Cappy Viper Studios. This is MikeOMaraShow.com. It is, what is it?
I'll tell you.
Okay, why not? Hey, silly boy, go ahead. Why are you going to do that? Shut up, he's talking. Leave him alone.
Was so Polish.
It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday, Jan 25, 2011, and we are over 4.5 million downloads, growing and throbbing. Getting close, I would imagine, Mr. Ronick, to the big five. That's a party.
That's nice.
That is a party. You're
that's
right.
That's when we, you know what, RJ, get ready.
Oh, boy.
Get ready.
I'll be ready.
Yeah. Yeah, boy. Anyway, today's show is brought to you by... Hold on a second. I'll tell you in a second. I know you will. Well, why isn't he doing it now? Because he's rusty. Anyway, brought to you by Pro Flowers. For as little as $19.99, make the best investment of your life. And that includes a free glass vase. All other specials include free chocolates or free delivery. Not all other specials. How about other specials?
Some of them.
Because why are you having trouble with the copy? Because he wasn't here yesterday. Yes, he was. No, he wasn't. Yes, he was. Shut up. Anyway, other specials include free chocolates or free delivery. Send flowers. From Pro Flowers.
Oh, Plo.
Exactly.
Plo Flowers.
Pro Flowers. Click the link at MikeOMaraShow.com for Pro Flowers. If you go to our website and click that link for your Valentine's Day special someone, it makes the show look oh so good. And because now we are in our second year.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
How are you feeling?
I couldn't be better.
Everything okay?
I am an Iron Man.
Are you?
Yes, I am. 4 hours of sleep a night, and look at me go.
Iron Man. That explains the rustiness.
Anyway, I will say this. If you go to Pro Flowers, we have been on a year now. Uh-huh. We did this promotion with Pro Flowers last year, to the best of my knowledge. So we're at that stage now where we want to better our last year's total.
Of course we do. Mm-hmm.
And you, the listener, can help make that work for us.
Onward wouldn't you like upward, to do that?
It sounds like we're constantly shilling and constantly selling. If you hear that, well, it's true.
We are.
Yeah. We are. Mm-hmm. That's what we do because, well,
we need to.
We have to make a living.
Got
here.
It. Got
that's
it.
That's right. It. Because, frankly, the radio gig, not going that well. Anyway, so please help us out so this podcast can make money. I had a meeting with my accountant yesterday, and he just gave me like the reality of my financial situation.
Yeah, I got some of that,
please,
too.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Yes. Have you put away money for taxes, boss?
I have.
Good. Okay. That's all I need to know.
But now
anyway,
I'm broke.
Thank you. That's
it.
Good. Very good. All right. Nice to hear that. Anyway, so please,
taxes.
Everyone, help. Hi, Rob.
Yeah.
Hi.
Taxes.
Hi, independent contractor Rob.
Mrs. Spiewak takes care of all of that.
Before we get rolling with the show, it's time for another commercial.
Oh! Hello!
Hey, yo!
My name is Kumatsu, here to tell you about Robert Spiewak's new special robot dog.
Oh, robot dog?
So great!
Battery operate! battery operate robot dog. Tail can weigh too.
Tail can weigh.
Tail weigh.
I see.
Now
you see
what's
the way
in your hand?
The way think, tail.
My father.
Robot dog. Robert Spiewak Sr.
That's
my
right.
Father, Robert W. Spiewak Sr.
Robert W.
You...
Spiewak Sr. He get a many job all the time.
Many people send him messages on Facebook thinking he's me, but no, he's my dad. He's between positions right now.
Yeah.
Again.
That is a position he are all so familiar with.
That is his position.
And
yes.
He has many things to do to fill the day, and one of the things he does is he will go to an oriental-themed dollar store.
Oh, Mr. Robert Spiewak Sr., much like Robert Spiewak Jr., occupy time making valuable choices like Like this, they, robot dog.
They find fun in emphasizing the differences.
That's right. That's why he in between a job.
And for $1.50, he picked up robot dog.
Simulating the true styles and making carefully.
Little translation problem.
Robot dog from Robert W. Spiewak Sr.
Now, very the great nice. Thing about this is the main reason he bought it is just so he could scan the box and send it to me.
That's it.
That's a very well spent
absolutely.
Six quarters that's right, right there.
It's
yeah.
a, you know, the, and, but that brings us all great joy. So
it does.
A shout out to Rob's dad with that fantastic
he
little toy.
He can weigh his tail.
Yes, he can.
That was super lovely fun.
Super, super terrific, lovely, happy fun.
Do you think that this was a real toy and they lost the packaging in translation, obviously, when it says the tail can weigh two
can
and it says
two.
Super lovely play on the front?
They are. Here's what I think they're about. They're about creating the merchandise,
yes.
making it work,
yes.
and then really the text that's on the package, very, very low priority.
I don't think they're catering to an English-speaking market.
Made in That's China.
Right. Made
what?
In China.
Yes. I think perhaps the picture on the box is what's important. My father said it was super lovely play.
Very good. Yeah. Well, we have a big show today. A very, very interesting program. Lots to talk about. We missed... I'm so disappointed that yesterday I had to go to traffic court because I missed Pi Day.
Oh.
But we postponed it.
There was... On my Facebook page, there was a guy that let me know that it was Pi Day.
National
Pi sure.
Day.
We love
and,
pie.
I mean, occasionally somebody will like put something on the wall of Facebook or send me a message, right. and I mean, I will no waiting. I will take it from their head,
front line
to my idea.
You're on
right
it.
There, right. and so it is Pi Day. Maybe we'll get to a little pie talk a little bit later on.
Nice.
Let me see. New Weight Watchers points. I wanted to talk about that.
They've changed the point system.
They have changed the
Does
point
system.
Does
this have to do with the astrological shift?
Yes.
Is that why they changed it?
This has to do with the Carla shift, and she is out of her mind. And the conversation. How would the conversation have gone
how
today?
Did it go?
Hello,
As,
dear.
First of all, I want to say, Carla, I should not be a fat tub of goo because of the work that Carla does for me.
She does.
She
work
makes
hard.
Meals for me. She cooks dinner at
Just
night.
Think
Weight
how
Watchers
much worse
friendly.
It could be.
Oh, it could be horrible. Mm, yeah. Really could be horrible.
A wafer thin mint, Mr. O'Mara?
Oh, my God. Hello, Jim London. That's what it could
oh,
be.
No.
Really.
Sean
That's
Hall.
What I think it could be, you know.
London calling.
And so this, but this, with the new points, this is the conversation. I call her. Hello. Hi, listen. I'm really tired. You know how I get sleepy and I stop for my
yes,
ice cream cone.
Sure.
So I because eating the ice cream cone is stupid.
So Elvis like. I don't know something about it. It's charming.
Is it Elvis like?
It's charming.
Is it Elvis like?
I get so tired that I have to have an ice cream cone.
It is, baby. Oh, you're killing me with that. You're right. It is like Elvis.
How are you, King? How are you?
Well, anytime.
Now you got me with that.
Anytime my eyes would close, I would find it necessary. Will you wake me up and feed me a McDonald's ice cream cone?
And then does energy surge throughout your body?
Energy surges through my any.
I'm gonna go play handball because I had me an ice cream cone. Oh, my heart is exploding.
It does not surge through my body. I think what it is. It's the activity of it comes at a stopping point.
Mm-hmm.
You know 28 where I'm talking about. Route 28 where there's a McDonald's is. I get off of 66.
Highway
and
right
I
there.
Barely made it through 66. I mean, I'm like passing out every 5 minutes.
I'm dying of tired.
You know, and I
Oh no.
Man,
Elvis schtick.
Listen, can you go. Put in? Well, now when I track with it, it's all over.
Yes. Right.
I would like a McDonald's ice cream cone and some of your finest hamburger buns, please.
Please leave them in the bag.
Then, listen, after I get my McDonald's ice cream cone, would you please arrange to have a pony in my backyard so that I can ride it around the backyard?
I hate to be so sleepy right before a show.
Listen, after I finish my McDonald's ice cream cone, could you get me a glass of codeine, liquid codeine,
and
a champagne flute. So I stopped to get the ice cream because it just allows me to recharge my batteries, and then the activity
yes.
of eating the ice cream cone,
the cold,
and then
sugar.
Perhaps a little sugar rush, mm-hmm.
and
then
cold.
Halfway through the show, you know, I.
Yeah,
but it's a food that is, you know, the sugar gives you a rush, the cold is good, and also the mental stimuli of not letting it drip.
But the one at 28.
I wonder if.
You want to see me? You want to see tonight. Me, Elvis Presley, like yes. When I get there to the one there. There is the bad McDonald's and the good McDonald's.
Where's the good one?
The good one is halfway up on 28 from Route 66.
All right.
The bad one is right there at Centerville, right. And the good one yes. is halfway
and
up.
And as you're headed home, the good one's on the left. They're both on the, and the bad, bad one's on the right.
This is the way it goes. Would you like to try them? And incidentally, fast food, all fast food restaurants. Okay. Note to fast food restaurants. Right. Mm-hmm. I don't need anyone to tell me what I need to f***ing try
Mike, hey,
at your
hey,
restaurant.
Easy.
Oh, I really I don't.
Well, they're just front selling.
I don't need, but I don't need an upsell. An upsell to me is.
No, they're front selling.
But I got to tell you about that.
But front selling sucks to me.
I know. I pulled up to a McDonald's recently. I think it was the bad one. And forgive me, but it's true. An Hispanic voice came on the speaker and
oh,
said, would
really?
You, well, no, I'm just telling you.
Did they
and
buzz?
It said,
would you like to buy a man grade?
There was clearly an Hispanic accent, which made me think, because we're in Manassas, I think it's a real person, and he says, "Would you like to try the Angus burger?"
Mm-hmm.
And
well, that's,
and,
yes,
and
that's
then
not
I said,
McDonald's.
And then I said, "Yes, I would." And a different voice came back and said, "You would what?"
Right. Yeah, I get that at the Wendy's. The Wendy's up here on 28. This is right. The one that I stop at when and if I stop.
Right.
Not every day.
No, not every
Certainly
day.
Certainly not.
No, you don't do that every day.
Not every day. The lady with the gold tooth, she doesn't smile because of recognition. Oh. But they get, welcome to Wendy's. You want to try combo meal.
Lady with the gold tooth.
Oh, she smiles and there's a sparkle like Lyle Waggoner.
A flash.
It's gorgeous. But, you know, welcome to Wendy's. You want to try combo meal? And I've come to know this as a recording, but why can't it be something better sounding recording? Something with a little high fidelity.
Here it
something
is.
With
right.
proper
why can't
grammar.
They know yeah. what it says?
Yeah.
It just seems to me that is, I'd like to know what their statistics
well,
are.
Well, you know what's really
I don't think
up?
The power of that suggestion is going to sell
no.
them a
it
lot
doesn't,
of food.
No. But the fact that you say, I think it is geographical with their message, because when I went to the one, and this is going to sound extremely racist, but it's absolutely true.
Thank you. Join us, please.
The one across the street from BWI Airport. I know when I landed at BWI Airport, there was a McDonald's about 50 feet from that airport that I can drive through the drive-thru.
Right.
And these pre-rolls probably came out about 6 months ago, and I noticed them. The pre-roll at the McDonald's airport at BWI is the pre-roll of a black lady like pushing like the chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets.
Like it couldn't be more in the chicken sandwich.
Oh. Would
I was
you like
sitting
some
there,
chicken nuggets, honey?
But it was
barbecue
just like
sauce.
That. And right. I was like, well, this is awkward.
Chicken,
no,
yeah.
I'll have a number one.
Right.
Sure
I'll pass
you don't
on
want
the chicken.
Any hot sauce, honey?
But it was really like really racist.
The one in McLean says, would you like a free teeth whitening?
But I think that there's something to be said, whether it's the employees there recording it on their own,
right.
Or they actually have a message that says, well, who is your audience? Who are you catering to?
Well, am I out of line saying stop it? Please
no,
stop
no,
it.
No,
it's
no,
a pain
no,
in the
no,
ass.
Stop
it
is. Everywhere.
It's a huge. It's not good.
It's a time waster.
And you know what? If you go to a fast food restaurant at all, you're not there to shop around, but particularly if you're going through the drive-thru.
You know
what
you want.
If you go through the drive-thru, you know what you want
That's
before
true.
You go.
It's holding you up. It's wasting
exactly.
time.
Exactly.
If you want a front sell, put a picture up.
Right.
Put a big picture up so you can see.
Doesn't this
like
look
pictures.
Good? Yes.
Like, yeah. Like for example, right. going through holiday time, the eggnog shake. It's like, oh, they have eggnog shakes. Really, I'm going to try that.
And a full-color picture, Mike, speaks in every language.
Maybe moving. Maybe like a little commercial.
So what happened with the points?
So the points now, the conversation
see
with
how
Carla.
Oscar does that? He's
thank
so
you.
Great.
Isn't he good?
Now the conversation goes, how much is an ice cream? I don't know what an ice cream cone is. It's new point. Well, you're going to have to find out the nutrition value. Well, I don't have time to. It's back and forth. You notice I was so bad at telling that story that both Carla and I were using the Carla voice.
The same voice.
Isn't that amazing?
Maybe that's why she was upset with you.
Hold on. Yep. Now, I'll rewind that.
Yes, this is nice. The risk you take when you live with a talented mimic.
This is true. It went something like this. Hey, babe, listen, how much is an ice cream cone?
I don't know how much an ice cream cone is. I have the new points. It might be 3. It might be 5.
Oh. 5. But if it's 5, I can have it because I get a lot more points, and points are a lot more heavy now.
Oh, you can have more points.
Yes, you can. You have more points.
I see.
But points are valued higher, which is pretty cool. I like it. It kind of, in certain areas.
Does that make it more precise? Because 1 point counts for like less stuff, so 1 point doesn't change as much. You don't know.
I don't know.
Does it open up into a larger suite?
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
I don't know. Before we proceed with the show, I have an interesting letter that I have to share, and I don't know if any of you you other fellers got this letter. Mm-hmm. I don't get it, and I don't know it, but it might be true, and if it's true, I feel bad. At the same time, did you get it? You're looking knowingly.
No.
I don't know what's going on here.
Okay.
It could be total BS, or it could be tongue-in-cheek. I don't know, but I got to read it to cover my ass.
Right. Fair enough.
Dear Mike, I'm dying. In fact, I'm lying on my deathbed right now, surrounded by friends and family. I have only a few minutes to live. I've spent the last year suffering from cancer, pneumonia, heart failure, stroke, and diabetes. I also stepped in some dog poop. The one thing that I would allow the one thing that would allow me to die as a happy man is to hear you guys sing happy birthday to me. It's now January, and my birthday is 22 October, so the timing is about right for you guys. I won't be around to hear it, but it'll make all my suffering worthwhile knowing I got the birthday song from TMOS. Thank you for your service to America. Now, I think it's total BS.
Yeah, I do too. The work of a humorist or an aspiring humorist.
I think it might be true. Unfortunately, we have a lot to do today.
We do.
And I'm not sure we can get to it.
We just don't have time, really, Mike.
Daryl in Herndon. Sorry we can't sing the song to you, but we did mention your name.
Yeah.
And if you really are dying, safe trip.
Best wishes.
P.S. What is Rob Spiewak's one regret in life? That he wasn't born into Hitler's Germany. I think this is just a goof call.
It's pretty clear.
You know what?
But now, if it is a guy that's really dying. So, Daryl, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Yeah. There we go.
Right back, buddy.
So, that's it. Anyway.
Can I ask you a quick question?
You can ask me anything you
want. So, the ice cream cone in itself.
Back to the ice cream cone? Yeah, the Elvis ice cream cone again?
Did you? I just don't feel like that could be healthy in any way. Like that, how does Weight Watchers say this is okay to eat?
Sugar and
Weight
fat
Watchers says anything's okay to eat. You just have to count the point value of it. And what it is, the reason it is not, it's not a question of healthy to eat.
Okay.
It's a question of gaining weight and losing weight, Oscar. So, you know, would I say that what I eat, that thing is in any way healthy? I don't think it's healthy in any way. Who are you texting? What are you doing?
No, I'm actually looking for the points for you.
Yeah, okay. I was doing that too.
I think what it is it is empty calories.
It is, but you know what? There is some calcium in the
milk. Some milk, some protein.
And also the fact that you're eating
if there is milk there, early, I don't know if there is milk.
Oh, I'm sure it's all natural ingredients.
it's primarily plastics.
The fact that you're eating it early in the day is the best time you can do that because it's mostly carbs and it gives you a chance of body to, you know, to use
them. It's what the reason I eat that is, and I could eat a carrot or something like that if they had like a carrot.
Honey, bring me a carrot.
I'd like a carrot with my ice cream cone.
A carrot ice cream.
I think it's just empty calories is what it is.
I don't know well enough about the program.
But the soft ice cream also has a lot of air.
But I've lost weight on it.
What,
so I mean,
how many points is too many? What if the cone comes back at 10 points?
No way.
Right.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, probably not.
Run away. And there are many, many like food items that come back into that point category in no effing way.
It used to be 1 point or three. What was it
used
originally?
Used to be three.
Used to be 3 points. So now it's probably around five, maybe.
Yeah. Probably five.
And how many points do you get in a day?
I get 20 for breakfast, 20 for lunch, and now 19 for dinner.
That's the new figure.
59.
That's the new one. I used to get 10, 10, and 10.
Ah. Okay, so
10, 10, 30 to
10, 10, and 11. From 30 to 49.
Okay.
Yeah. 20, 40... From 50 to 59.
How many points is a Whopper Jr., fries, and a soda?
A Whopper Jr., fries, and a soda would probably be on this program. Probably 60 points.
That means you'd have to stretch it over 2 days. Eat the fries first because they're good when they're cold.
You could get the points value.
I just had 60 points before I got here.
Right. Really? That would probably, but you work out like a demon, right? Not lately.
I'm joining the club.
It's like looking in a mirror, Oscar.
It is, it is just what about, and I, all of my food stuff is I follow my wife's lead, and that's her like super treat. Mm. And you find things that are point values that aren't that bad that you can get easily.
What's the biggest point ripoff in your eyes? Like something that you would think that wouldn't be a lot of points, and it's a lot of points.
Hold on a second. Let me think.
Just unfair.
Let me think. That's like, a great question.
Like hot buttered donuts.
A donut is
off the chart.
A donut is
fat, sugar.
Not as bad as you might think, though. Not as bad as you might think. But I mean, boy, there's so many that are tough. Burgers, like a cheeseburger,
sure.
A Whopper, for example. It's just you can't do it.
So America is hated worldwide because of the way we eat. And the thing that we would take 3 strips of bacon and put it on as a condiment is just like heresy around the world. And that's so common
here. Well, the thing about this new system, the way I'm observing it, They're letting you slide on a lot of different stuff now.
Nice.
They're letting you slide on it, and incidentally, they should be a sponsor.
I've been thinking that the whole
really
time.
They really should be a damn sponsor.
If only we had other people on the show that could use it.
They they let you slide now on things like oil and butter. Little things like that, to cook with mm-hmm. and things that, which is fantastic.
So like chocolate chips.
I've had enough Pam to last me a lifetime.
So if you were to like use like a...
And look at how fat I am still.
I'd like a little bit.
I think you've lost a little
weight.
It's
because I eat on the weekends like a wild effing animal.
If you were to use like a teaspoon to a tablespoon of olive oil just to get a pan hot to fry something in, that's allowed.
Olive oil? No, you got to count it.
Oh.
You count it. Yeah, you count like a tablespoon of olive oil, I think, is a point.
And Weight Watchers doesn't care about this sort of thing, but olive oil is actually good for you and can reduce your cholesterol.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just a new great smoothie. It's a system.
Does it count?
God, this is getting me depressed.
Does it count if you just like lather it on your body?
I don't know.
Like a marital aid?
I don't know. You mean the olive
oil? Like peanut butter?
Yeah, not if you lick it off somebody else's
body. Or somebody licks it off.
That's expending some calories.
Let's take a friggin' break.
Don't be sad.
I'm very sad. I'm depressed now. I'm totally depressed.
Oh, don't be depressed,
that.
Mike.
We'll come back with segment two. Yeah, thanks. All right. F you.
I can tell Mike is depressed because he's teasing the segments by number now. We'll be back with segment number two.
Number two is coming up, the second segment of the program. We're almost done. Our second segment is brought to you by Netflix.
Everybody loves the second segment.
Catch up on the shows we love, from True Blood to Mad Men, and watch them on game consoles. You know the drill. $8.99 a month, Netflix. Thank you.
Welcome back.
Jeopardy.
I mean, God almighty, when you do the same cell every freaking day.
Now you're projecting.
Sorry about that. Anyway, let me see.
Who needs money anyway?
Yeah, every single day.
You know?
No, don't. No.
I'll win.
I will not only win, it will be an ugly victory that'll have you in the fetal position. I don't want to give you any more warning than that, but even if you're right and I'm wrong, it doesn't matter.
See,
that or that won't win, because I'm a trained professional.
Well, okay. If it doesn't matter, right or wrong, then okay.
You understand that? Because afterwards, I don't want to have to come to you and say, I was wrong.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
Even though I was.
Right.
Because
okay.
It won't matter.
Okay, that's fair.
So really, it's like, you know,
like front selling at McDonald's.
Exactly.
It's not good, but it's going to happen anyway.
Right.
Mike, I wouldn't go against you. Because he will pull everything.
Oh, that's why I said I'll sit back now.
I learned from the best, boys.
Yeah.
I learned from the best. And there's only one way to do it. I was doing it before him anyway. So, you know, it was fun.
You fight to win.
That's why I've been married three times.
Play to win.
Anyway, sometimes you just
three victories.
Yeah. All right. Anyway. All right. Are we happy now? Are you
sure.
fine? Are
yes.
Are you
I'm
okay?
Good. Are you?
Menasha?
Huh? I'm good. Are you good?
No, I'm not good. I was fine until everybody started talking about my ice cream cone.
Just go to our website and click all of the banners.
Let's talk. If we can, I know we don't have turbo sports fans in here. We have around the sports periphery. Uh-huh. But I'm going to ask you, fellas, because you're not as big a sports fan as I am.
You're going to talk roller derby, aren't you?
No, I'm going to talk. I'm not going to talk. That's Buzz's new favorite.
Right. I know.
And I want to go with him.
February 5th,
too.
Double bill. We got to go.
Really?
DC Armory. Yeah.
Really?
Oh. February 5th.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You never forget the smell.
Have fun down there.
That's a great part of town.
Do they ever come out to the other areas? Do they ever come out to Patriot Center?
I don't know. I'll check. I think they pretty much stay at the Armory.
I would love if they could skate at the Regal Theater.
You knock yourself out down.
I'm going to.
Okay, that's it.
Or I'll
that's
have someone do it for me.
You know, somebody. I swear to God, you know, one left turn down there, and you're gone forever.
Well, that's one of America's most beautiful domed buildings.
Yes, it is. Sports events that have nothing to do with the standings, I'm not a fan. The NHL All-Star Weekend's coming up here, and I couldn't give a rat's ass. And the Pro Bowl's coming up this weekend, and I couldn't give a rat's ass. And then I started thinking about that, and I don't like the Major League Baseball All-Star
Football
game. I don't
fans
even like
usually
the,
don't like.
I don't like
thing.
The home run derby. I don't like fake
now,
sports.
Really, you don't like the. I can understand not liking the All-Star game, even though now it has a value.
But I adore spring training baseball. Love it more than anything in the world.
Is it because at spring training? Always. Is it because spring training? It's a brand new beginning.
It's a new beginning,
well,
and
no,
I think
it's
it
an
really,
experience.
But it also
the weather
wait
experience.
Wait, they're getting ready for the season.
Yeah,
there's
meaning to it.
You're seeing the new clothes.
Right.
Right.
You're seeing the new
the new fashions.
I think really, in this day and age, just the way I look at these created all-star, I mean, they've been around forever, and sure. I think it's great. And it's great when a guy is recognized by the Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. or he's recognized as an all-star, right. or a pro bowler. That's fantastic. But for a fan, now that I'm older, and I'm an older fan, it might be great for kids, mm-hmm. but to me, I look at it, and it's like, all we do is suck the tees of our athletes. That's all we do. We kiss their ass.
It's a reason. Like those,
and this is just ass kissing on top of ass kissing.
And to make more money.
And probably to make more money.
Oh, what do you mean, probably?
A little bit more.
But the games are irrelevant. I mean, in baseball, you do have
home field. They assigned a value, like, what is that, 5 years ago they started doing that?
Home field advantage, right. Which is okay. That made it a little better. But at the same time, I love baseball and I love hockey. But I could give it a round. I like my teams. I want my teams to play.
I think that a lot's to be said about what's come out in the last 5 years, especially when it comes to football and hockey, I would imagine, some of these contact sports, where these all-star games really are just another opportunity for them to get hurt.
Yeah.
So the players don't even really want to play.
True. They don't want to do
games.
It. True. I think you get things like the Ryder Cup and the President's Cup, but that's for the country. And that's that. But
if you're not a golf fan, even then you're
you don't
just
like that.
Like,
you don't
care. Know, it's golf, not a team sport.
I would think also that the only thing that I could find any redeeming quality when it comes to like an all-star cast is the NBA All-Star Game, where it's not necessarily a contact sport, but these guys really let each other or work with each other to show off either the slam dunk competition or what they do, the three-point competition, which is kind of novel.
And there's also a good chance of a significant shooting out in the parking lot.
Fun to watch.
Especially
not the shooting, but the other types of
especially
shootings.
Especially at Vegas.
But I'm with you. When this Pro Bowl comes around or the All-Star game comes around, I think that it's just another manufactured financial pipeline for these leagues.
And I look at it, and it just seems like, you know, especially the baseball all-star game, you see the guys walking around and they're just, you know, they're the pampered athletes, the swinging dicks, and they're at their swinging dickiest.
And
they don't have to play their hardest.
I'm an outsider looking in. You're the baseball fan, so see if I'm right in thinking this. It seems to me that when Fox got baseball, that's when the all-star game became all-star week.
Yeah.
And it became really
quantity,
7 days of, because it's more they can sell, obviously.
Right.
But definite showboating, and not about what the, I guess it was just created to spotlight the best in the game.
Exactly.
But now it's like spotlighting, hey, zing, zang, and zazu, za.
Zablu. And it's
there's a lot of that, right?
I guess I like my, and one of the reasons I do like spring training is I like sports simplified.
The clothes, as you said.
I wish it was simpler.
It's the atmosphere. You feel like a little kid when you used to go to your minor league club or even your high school games in some of the little stadiums. You're there, and all these big leaguers are right in front of you. That's the experience
and
about
it's a
spring
big
training.
Deal.
But honestly, it's also a fresh start for the Red Sox, for you. I mean, it's
and
also
it is. It is, and
clean,
it has been
a clean slate.
Before they started winning championships, it used to be the only time of the year I'd be happy about watching
the Red Sox. Hope springs eternal.
But I will also tell you that somewhere along the line, and listen, I am not saying this because it's sour grapes. I would say this at a cocktail party in my home, regardless. I might not say it on the air if I was working for them, but having left the station that we left to where they flipped to this sports format and having watched these sports formats over the years and you watch the analysis of sports on television and it's gone from, you know, having a sport covered to now having an all sports channel and then having an all NFL channel and an all hockey channel.
So they can talk about the same thing all day.
And it just is overkill saturation and they market it, I think, a younger sports fan, somebody who was 13 when I, who's 13 now, as opposed to when I was a kid.
Right.
It is marketed in such a way where it's quantity, quantity, quantity. Even the way they sell it, it's like, now get all of your favorite,
all
of the games, every single
every
game.
Drop.
Never miss another game. And the whole thing with fantasy, and Mark, you're probably the closest in age to this, where it's this quantity, quantity, quantity stuff. And I'm like, what happened where you grew up in an, this is the way it used to be for me. You grew up in a region. You had, you know, the closest city to where you live.
Your teams.
You had your teams from that city.
Sure.
Well, that
and
region.
That's who you cared about.
Right.
And then somewhere along the line, I guess perhaps with the advent of this fantasy thing or with the sports channels, it's just overkill, quantity, quantity. And there is no real loyalty to anything.
Right. Yeah. It's corporate. The season's got longer.
I know I'm rambling all over the place here, but it's just kind
of
bugs me.
It's
I think there are two things. I think fantasy is a big part of it because people just crave the statistics and the knowledge you know, to get up on,
it stratifies
on their opponent.
Who you're rooting for.
And so, you know, statistics and you know, constant information.
Right.
But I think the other thing, especially with something like football, is the whole free agency thing. That changed over time. Even when I was a kid and when you were a kid, players stayed on your home team.
Yeah, they were your team.
For the duration of you know, the season.
Transient now.
Yeah, and now they're all over the place. So people are more into watching the sport, perhaps, than their actual team.
Well, I watch, for example, I'll give you the Washington Capitals. You guys know what a big fan I am of the Capitals.
Sure.
And I couldn't be more thrilled that I get a chance every week to talk to the coach of the Washington Capitals.
Right.
It's a really big deal for me. But last night's a classic example. I'm watching the Rangers against the Washington Capitals, and that game's over, and they're on the losing end, and it's a drag. And I could no more tell you, outside of like superstars, the names of the guys on Vancouver or whatever, I could care less.
I liked it when athletes stayed put and DJs moved around the country. that was much better.
That used to be the way it was.
Yeah. But you know, the problem here really is dollars, because they're going to continue to saturate the market as long as we pay or figure out a way for them to make money.
And
if they're going to make money, and you know what? It's easy for them to do this.
But you talk about empty calories, as we were talking about with the McDonald's ice cream.
There's nothing to it.
It's just this blah, blah, blah. I mean, I watch now Fox NFL Sunday. I watch the creme de la creme, where you've got Jimmy Johnson, you've got Michael Strahan, you've got Howie Long, Terry Bradshaw, and whoever the
guy
that
replaces
James Brown.
I don't think it's James Brown anymore. It's another guy.
And they go and go and go and go and go, and they all have their little prepared little analysis,
and they all talk with their hands.
And they all talk with their hands, and I literally, it's watching the grass grow to me, and I say to myself, really, you know, as we lead into Super Bowl Sunday, it's like, get to the game, please.
Yeah.
And I just, the analysis is overdone, and it's saturated.
Fox has the Super Bowl this year, right?
Yes.
So the coverage will start at what, 8 a.m.?
8 a.m. probably. Yeah.
I love that you said that. It's about the game.
Right.
It's about the game, and it's about watching it go. It's really about the experience of whether you're going there or you're watching at home.
Right,
with your
but to NFL and Fox, it's about the money.
Yeah, I don't blame them for it.
And the game is 3 hours and 15 minutes.
And there's obviously an appetite for
it. Yeah, we can bitch about it all we want, but there's an audience.
Yeah. And it's huge. Sure. Yeah. I mean, everybody wants to fancy themselves an expert.
What would be your guess, as far as fantasy sports goes, the industry itself, how much money do you think it makes per year?
Fantasy sports.
I wouldn't have a clue.
I would have figured.
I will say in excess of $60,000.
I'd say it's probably a billion-dollar industry.
It's a $3 billion a year industry.
Wow. Money well spent.
But $3 billion.
Does that include
in a lot of coffers, right?
Does that include RJ's bill at the Palm?
Yes, it does.
RJ, you being Mr. Football, Mr. NFL, you're a quantity sports fan, aren't you?
Yes,
you want it all the time. You want to get as much information. You probably know, like, all the team's players, right? But at the NFL.
Well, I will tell you, I know statistics and events. I couldn't tell you all 32 coaches.
Okay, so you
that kinda shocks me.
That does, because he likes you like to go to a lot of you're somebody who actually likes to attend
the
games.
He likes
the events.
He loves the events.
So you're not that, but what about the like DirecTV's marketing where they say get it all? Does that appeal to you when
Absolutely.
You hear that?
I've been a subscriber of the Direct Ticket since day one.
All right, so you like all the information. You like getting it all.
I want to be able to choose the information I want.
All right,
RJ has multiple TVs for Sundays.
Do you really?
The NFL
I've got three
ticket.
TVs in my living room, yes.
Do you really? All going for the different games?
I've been a DirecTV subscriber since day one.
How does Mark Ronick know RJ so well? But
he's come by.
I'm cheating on Buzz.
Mr. Mike O'Mara does not know this. You've known RJ for 20-something years.
I will say this about Mark and RJ.
Never been to his home.
I know. Whoa.
They share common interests.
Yeah, doesn't that piss you off a little bit?
No, because I know what the common interest is.
No.
Buzz, RJ, Mark Ronick.
Think about it.
What?
No. Okay.
How dare you?
Wow.
Yeah.
I never put it together. I apologize.
I happen to have gone to his house when we were going to see Buzz in the hospital on a Saturday afternoon.
Oh, okay.
And then RJ said,
do you know what my wife says about you now?
What's that?
Because we've been talking a lot on the phone. Yes. She says, Buzz may be my second wife, but you're my mistress.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Let me ask you
the mistress usually is
younger. Let me ask you a question. Why the don't I get any more phone calls, huh? How come I don't get any calls about you anymore?
Spoke
as you insinuate yourself into everybody around
me. Spoke
well,
yesterday.
You should actually be proud of us, because when we talk, we strictly talk about the show.
I know you do. I know.
Strictly.
Yes, yes. You used to make those calls to me.
Well, no, you're when so pleasant young, to be on the
before
phone.
Before I made him an equal partner.
But you're so pleasant to be on the phone with.
Yeah. I'm getting paranoid, Mark. I'm getting very paranoid. I don't trust
you're
you.
Fine.
I don't trust you, Manasha.
You're fine.
Trust you. You're trying to overthrow me. You're trying to throw me out.
Yes, right.
You're trying to throw me out of my own show.
Who needs Mike O'Mara?
It's going to be a coup.
Manasha.
I know
company.
It sounds ridiculous.
In the year 2012, the podcast will be called Mike O'Mara's Friends.
Incidentally, you know what? It sounds ridiculous, and that's why it's so dangerous.
Right. We're keeping the name, but you're out.
That's
you know what
is.
I saw yesterday? It's completely not plausible, but I think it's the same kind of like, what if that did happen? I saw Salt. I saw it with my father yesterday. We were watching.
You mean the Angelina Jolie?
I finally think I'm the last person in America to see it.
No, I haven't seen it.
What's
it good?
Called?
It's Salt.
Is it about Mike O'Mara's walkway?
What did you do out
there? I got to get more.
Can I describe what I walk up to real quick?
Okay.
When I walk up to Mike's house, and anybody that's been in like a, you know inclement climate where which just doesn't you might need a little salt.
You never call me.
You
anymore.
Go outside.
We spoke yesterday.
I called you.
You don't want to hear.
You go
from
outside
me when I call
and you see salt sprinkled around the driveway.
Normally.
No big deal.
Normally.
Yes. Normally. Maybe you go out there with a bucket. Mm-hmm. When you walk out in front of Mike O'Mara's house, there are salt licks.
Yeah.
That are
balls
of
sidewalks.
Don't put your tongue on that, though.
I saw two neighbors repelling.
So I was asking myself, I said, did Mike O'Mara just come out here with three blocks of salt and throw them out there and hope something would happen? Or did they just somehow just end up in the middle of the walkway?
What it is
what it is.
The ice cream.
What is out there?
The in the container of the salt that I use when I'm prepping the walkways when we have inclement weather.
Right, yes.
It's somehow coagulated.
I think it got wet
into these salt licks. Mm-hmm. Therefore, and once the chemical reaction occurred to make those coagulate,
once they're solid,
nothing can break them apart.
Wow,
no, okay.
No. They're turning into diamonds.
So you just said "F it" and threw them out on the walkway.
Well, yeah, he didn't realize it until I went out.
I threw them out there, like hoping something will degrade them.
Don't worry, the water will break them down and they'll fertilize your grass.
I think eventually we're supposed to get weather tomorrow.
Yeah.
There you go. You're ready then.
And incidentally, they're getting ready to S the bed with that forecast.
Oh, I heard 1 to 5 inches. Yeah, nice prediction.
You know what? Let me tell you why you need to be afraid. Be very afraid.
Yes, okay. You're right.
Here's the salient fact of the day. And Buzz, you follow the weather like I do. Mm-hmm. You know I'm right about this. Here's what they've been saying. Mm-hmm. Today, temperatures will be well into the 40s.
Right.
Bull crap. It's 36 degrees
out.
That's
out
there. The temperature that it was when I drove into this studio.
Right.
That's the temperature. That's the mistake. They are 10 degrees off by that, which means we're probably not going to get this rain event that we're supposed to get.
Yeah, still 36 degrees.
Is it really still 36?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so did they
is
not say...
Is that in here or outside?
outside.
Every forecast has said in our area that it's going to be 40, mid-40s.
They're still predicting a high of 47 now.
Okay, Governor Ventura.
36.
Hey, it's a good...
But so not rain.
I'm suing the TSA.
Mike, here's the temperature in Orlando.
God, that makes
so
me
so. Back
quiet.
How fast the salt would melt there.
That's the problem with the forecast that you're talking about. It's I've almost stopped blaming the weathermen and meteorologists. It's our fault for living on the rain snow line.
Yes, that's right.
We're living in a dumb place.
But occasionally, Buzz, they make and listen, I understand the rain snow line, but I'm going to give them a little heat on this because really, in my opinion, this is just, I'm not a meteorologist, but I play one on TV. This whole business of not being in the 40s today, that's going to change this forecast.
10 degrees is a big mistake.
It's a huge mistake, and it could result in a serious
death
amount of
destruction.
While you're talking snow.
And dismemberment.
I want to call people's attention to our YouTube page. I posted something on there today. Mark called my attention to it.
Wait a minute. We have a YouTube page?
Yes, we do.
Wow, that's cool.
And if you get it really cold.
Actually, Mark and I did talk the other night on that thing you have.
Oh, yes,
that's
right, on Instant Messenger.
That's
Friday night.
That's when we're really lovey-dovey
we
with each other.
Talked on that thing we have.
Yeah.
Instant Messenger.
Instant Messenger.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Yeah, that's what we have. Well, wait. I'm still new to the game.
Oh, come on.
Instant messenger.
On, like,
I don't know how. Listen, he figures out I'm there, and he starts talking, and then I join
and you
in.
And pop up.
And right. then I join
what
in.
What are you
I
wearing?
Would not, I, would, I can't tell if any of you guys are online.
Well, really? What email you do you use?
No, I can't.
Is this on it Facebook?
No, it's his Yahoo.
Oh, okay. So did you go in and set it up for him?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. And see, I don't use Yahoo, so.
It's very sweet of him.
F you, Rob.
But what I was going to say is on our YouTube page.
Wish we had time to hear that. We have to take a break. when we come back, it's Rob's magic audio.
Maybe when we come back, we can take down your Christmas tree.
Oh! 1 month later, it's still up.
That was a good thing.
Thank you, Rob.
That was a great thing. And his, you know, he's working with 30% lung capacity.
That's right.
And he was still able to get that shot off. We'll be right back with Rob's magic audio vault. Okay. Welcome back to MichaelMaryShow.com. Asshole. Anyway, Rob's magic
doesn't that
audio
hurt?
Vault is
Do you feel like a scumbag when someone calls you out on that?
No, oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's
you know,
great.
What does it say about me? Really, what does it say about me? Somebody gives me like a really nasty, true dig, but it's so true and so perfect that I love it.
Well, you should love
well,
it.
Well, you've been
funny.
Busy.
Funny is funny.
I think our listening audience is probably a good percentage, maybe 40% of the people that still have their Christmas decorations.
This is O'Mara.
I'm sure 40%.
Anyway.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
No, it's my home, too.
That's right.
God, that's Rob. You're probably gonna make because she listens to
every
one of these.
Oh no! Stop her before
these.
We get to.
We'll
that.
We'll edit all of this out.
Yes. Oh,
don't make her hear that.
January 25th.
Hold on a second. When are the interns going to be here next?
We'll have on Friday.
Friday?
Yeah.
Will you inform them?
Sure.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Sorry.
They can get it's an extra. Home.
Hey, you know what? I haven't tied them to a tree or anything.
No, you have
no.
not.
All right. No.
Although you have a tree.
Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by OK Pylon. Brought to you by DigitalTrends.com. For up-to-the-minute news and reviews on all the latest gadgets, go to digitaltrends.com. Stay up on the latest tech trends and make smarter purchases. Get their new Kindle app at MichaelMaryShow.com/Amazon or click their ad on our website, digitaltrends.com.
Yay.
Time for the audio vault. What do you have today, Rob?
Mike?
Yes?
On January 20th, 1924, he was born Otis Whitman, but you know him as Slim. And welcome to day two of Yodeling Week
Yodeling
on
week.
The Mike O'Mara Show. His 1955 hit single, Rosemarie, held the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest time at number one on the UK charts.
On the what charts?
The United Kingdom charts. He held it until Bryan Adams broke the record in 1991.
Wow.
It held it for 36 years.
And this is called what?
Rosemarie. This is Slim Whitman.
It's Yodeling Week.
I like yodeling week.
Oh, Rosemary.
Of course, that wasn't his first hit record.
No, Mike. Good. No, he's getting me. He's got more. He knows I can eat this up.
Back in 19. One moment. We got some stuff to juggle
no
here.
No wonder that was
back
number
in 1952. Indian Love Call reached number two on the Billboard charts.
This is a great show. I'm sorry. This is entertaining. You dork.
Indian Love Call.
This is so stupid.
When I'm calling you.
You know what also went to number two the following year, Mike?
What did, Rob?
The Billboard charts recognized Secret Love
Secret
by
Love.
Slim Whitman.
Okay.
A number two effort.
That's a, he's whistling, he ain't yodeling.
Well, he'll yodel when he sings.
Okay,
he'll yodel when he feels like it.
Once I had a secret love.
But I think the cornerstone of his career came a little later when he really found his talent, Mike. And you know, the song, if you translate it, it's called One White Bird. But perhaps you know it better as Una Paloma Blanca.
Oh, this is great. This is great. Seriously,
classic,
you're going to love this.
Classic
when
Slim
the
Whitman.
Sunshine
this one I remember because you've played this before. Right. And when he goes into that high stratosphere.
Oh, it's really good. Remember, he sold more albums than the Beatles in Great Britain.
And that's why, you know, we're all going to die someday. I don't know what that just meant.
No. When it gets to the verse. Oh, and Mike, just so you know, Even though he no longer has his wife, he lives today in Middleburg, Florida.
Still
does
alive.
He really? He is still with us.
He's got to be 100 years old.
Yeah, he 1924, that would make him
86.
Here we go, listen.
Nice.
I'm just a bird in the sky.
Sounds like Chris Isaac.
You're right.
Yes, he does.
Hey, Slim Whitman. And yesterday you played an I Remember You from somebody else, but Slim
Frank
Whitman
Ifield.
Did.
Oh, Mike, did you want to hear that?
I wanted to hear I Remember You.
Okay. Slim that's recorded
my,
it also.
Well, that's remember, my favorite.
Who had recorded it also.
The hit single was Frank Ifield. Let's okay. go back and visit yesterday for Yodeling Week, because you only get to hear
so did Slim Whitman record this?
Of course.
Okay. But this is Ifield, Frank Ifield.
You're the one who made my dreams come true.
Where does yodeling come from?
Hillbilly music. Okay. Actually,
I thought it was the Alps.
I think it's the way they would communicate in mountainous regions.
Shepherds
yeah.
in the Alps.
All right, we've gone too far with it. Thank you very much.
All right,
much.
Now this is where it becomes choose your own adventure, Mike.
All right, very good.
You asked earlier, late last week, actually, for new laughs to hear.
Yes.
I have prepared a list of 48 different laughs.
48?
Oh, do I have them?
No, you don't, because I want to surprise you.
You
want
to choose the favorite.
But okay. It's choose your news. Or now, we can go with a more standard audio vault.
All right, now this will be to supplement this laugh track. That's the standard sitcom laugh, but right. I'm looking for individual laughs.
Right.
And, let's,
so you want to go with laughs over traditional audio vault fare?
Yes, okay, absolutely.
So wow. We're going to review the laughs today.
Now,
and
granted,
this will go into the machine permanently.
May I say this?
Yes.
A great laugh is contagious.
I agree. Thank you.
It's,
thank you,
Buzz. Laughter is also the best medicine.
Thanks, Buzz.
And yet maybe Buzz should have laughed more in the month of December.
I'm getting a headache.
Now, here's the deal. I went for quantity. So don't you're not going to break my heart if you don't like.
I
all
will
these
give
weeks.
You a ding or a buzz depending okay. on how.
And, and you went over these laughs with Menashe earlier in the week. Right?
No, not at all.
That's funny.
Oh, I get it.
That's funny.
Yeah, it would be funnier if
I know what you were doing.
It'd be funnier if we actually talk, Mark and I.
Yes.
But we don't, so yeah. The joke not so.
That's
much.
You don't talk to him?
No, not really.
That makes me feel good.
Sometimes right. We text.
Good.
It's usually a slur.
I want somebody on the show he doesn't talk to.
All right, Mike. The first three we have. Are Hillary Clinton, okay?
Hillary Clinton.
Okay, first one.
not a keeper.
Hillary Clinton.
Not bad.
Not a keeper, though.
Okay, Hillary Clinton.
Not a keeper.
No. Okay, well, you don't like her very much.
Right. No.
All right.
Not her laugh.
Julia Roberts.
Love the lady.
Lovely lady.
Right.
Julia Roberts, a montage of her unsettling laughs. This is okay. From, I think, Access Hollywood.
Pretty good.
I like
great laughs.
Is that a keeper?
Pretty good.
For now,
nope.
I guess.
No.
Not oh, a that's a shame.
It's got to be isolated, I
right.
think.
I know that you like this one, Mike. This man comes from France.
Right. Oh, this is.
Tu viens pour de mec qui se défonce le cul boulot.
Wait for it.
Jesus.
That, have you ever seen that, Oscar?
No.
Can we repost this on our website?
I think it's just worst laugh ever.
Yeah.
This is the worst laugh ever.
Yeah, it might have
sure,
been out.
Sure is.
Play started from the beginning. Oscar, this is a guy, he's like a utility worker over in France.
Yes,
France.
Yeah.
And they're trying to make him laugh because once he gets to that level 11, you can hear him go into this other. This is this guy's laugh. He's going to start. There he is. Now he's going to get.
Oh, God. It's awful.
That sucks.
It's the greatest.
Jesus. It's so embarrassing.
And it's real.
It is
and
real.
He's hardly moving his face when he does it.
Horrifying to look
fabulous.
At. Oh, and this just happened to this fit in with all of them.
Right. That's funny.
Larry King.
Okay, very good.
Number seven, a baby laughing.
Oh, that's a classic one.
Yeah, kind of a standard.
Yeah, you like that?
No.
No, okay. How about...
That's not as it's not as good as a toddler laughing,
right?
Which is more guttural,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now right. I have a series of laughs with rim shots and stingers. Just
okay.
For your approval.
Right.
No. Wait for the stinger.
No, you like that. You like the stinger.
I do.
See,
like
it's
the
about
stinger.
The stinger. It's not about the laugh.
All right, give me a punchline. Any right. punchline.
You know.
I said, suck it. Don't blow on it.
And then another ring shot.
See, give what me, I did wait, is I go went through... back up and let me do it the right way. Hold all on right. a second. All right. I said, suck it. Don't blow on it. And that's not a pimple.
So those are those for your approval. Now, how about, you'll like this, the dumb laugh of Justin Bieber, Mike.
Oh, the Bieber laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Okay. That might have to be a keeper.
You like that one, right, okay? Keeper Bieber. Homer and Bart laughing. On
oh,
that,
that's pretty classic.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, we like, okay, you like that one?
Very good.
Oh, another classic. What I did is I just went through my library and I Googled, I searched the word laugh.
Okay.
So this is where all these come from. So we've had all of these in the past. This is perhaps my favorite of all 48.
This is the Tom Hanks laugh. I want that.
Then you shall have
I
that.
I want that. Let me tell you, and just for those, it's a Shelley Long, Tom Hanks, the tub falls through the ceiling.
Money pit.
The money pit.
Fine exactly. Movie.
Fantastic scene.
We can. You want to go on more?
Sure.
You want more? How about, this is another variant from The Simpsons. This is also Homer laughing.
All right.
Homer laughing.
No.
Okay. No, not as good as the first. No.
All right. Nope, and then like we that. Have, oh, this one is sort of holiday themed, Mike. It's Peanuts.
Classic.
Martin beats Snoopy. Like keeper or not
yeah,
keeper?
Keeper. Keeper. Okay. Why not?
And you know who's going to rear his head a lot in this, you'll pardon the expression, is Clay Aiken.
Okay. No.
No, okay.
No, thank you.
Okay, he will get another chance. From the movie Blazing Saddles, Harvey Korman and Mel Brooks with each other.
Pretty good.
We're going to keep that whether you like it or not. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Oh, and this one, another good classic from MD Greg House.
Oh, we used to have that on the old show. Yeah.
And then, here's the comic book guy.
I do not know whether to laugh or cry at your ignorance. I shall laugh. Ha ha.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
At number 20, we have Janet Jackson's goofy laugh.
Nope.
Brief.
No.
And ever so loved, beloved, I say. How about David Hasselhoff?
No.
No. All right. Should have gone out on a different one. Mm-hmm. Clay Aiken again.
Are we getting down to the end?
We're down to the first disc, yeah.
Okay.
That was Clay Aiken once more. No. Okay. And then from South Park, Eric Cartman laughing for 30 seconds straight.
There we go.
No, dude, no f***ing way. Dude. Stop.
That worked.
That's a winner right there.
Well, Mike, that is your we magic audio vault right there.
Thank God.
And that gives us six laughs to add. We'll have more laughs for you tomorrow.
Thank you very
Some
much.
More rim shots to. As well, please.
We will take a break, come back with Buzz of the News right after this.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head.
Don't do it.
No. Don't do it.
Sammy Davis Jr. No. But keep your eye on the sparrow.
The time.
Is that what he said, sparrow?
Sparrow, yeah.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's time to get our news update. Here he is, the man, the legend. Man, it's much healthier than Rob Spiewak.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
My God. He can't keep track.
No.
Let's get a news update from Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Voice Your Feelings. Now you can record a personal message, assign it to a real paper with sound greeting card, and Voice Your Feelings will mail that sucker for you. Or you can voice your greeting card and post it on a friend's Facebook wall. TMOS fans can also include special messages from Mike, Buzz, Rob, Oscar, even Charlie, and Internet Radio Tommy.
Like it.
Think Valentine's Day and use the link on our website to voice your feelings. It'll be interesting to watch the gallery during tonight's State of the Union speech. It won't exactly be stadium seating, but Republicans in many cases will be sitting alongside Democrats in what's usually a literally divided room.
Fist fight!
So...
sexual tension.
Over the last few weeks, it's been like the lead up to a high school prom with lawmakers asking one another, will you sit with me?
That's funny.
The other, and it's true, the other unusual thing about tonight's speech is we don't know much about what's in it. Usually by this time, we know most of the major points. Often we have a complete text of the speech. Not this year. President's playing it close to the vest, revealing only the sparsest details. We know he will talk about investing in jobs, using not new taxes, but unused money already set aside for the recovery. We know he won't promise that he won't propose raising the retirement age or making cuts in Social Security checks. We believe he will talk about spending cuts. We suspect he will propose a pay freeze for civilian government workers, but we have to wait for the speech tonight.
Is he expected to talk about this whole ice cream Weight Watcher point?
Yes, that's going to be a big part of the
speech. Attention all partisans, and I'm not talking about the kind that fought in World War II. Partisan players. This is your chance to watch if your team's in power in the White House, not in Congress. If your team's in the White House, if the team you vote for is in the White House, this is your night to really enjoy this. This is the night where presidential power is on display. Is I've always like, felt that. To
is
be
it
the
like
case.
The Pro Bowl?
It's kind of
better than that, even.
It's
a Super Bowl.
As far as meaningless pomp and circumstance, probably yeah. But I always enjoy inaugurations and I enjoy State of the Union speeches because to me it always says, you know, we have differing views, but we still have these institutions that are respected. Mm-hmm. And I always enjoy
watching. You love
watching
the pomp.
I like the pomp.
And
I
the
do.
Circumstance.
I do.
I have a feeling tonight is the night the president will announce he has a half-sister he didn't know about.
Yeah, Oprah.
Our national economic troubles have hammered our individual states, but Republican leader Eric Cantor says states should not expect Washington to bail them out. Cantor says he's also against making it easier for states to declare bankruptcy to wipe their debt slates clean. The House Majority Leader from Virginia seems to be telling states they're on their own.
He's a nice man.
Seems like it.
Really nice guy.
I get a good vibe.
Yeah, Eric Cantor. Yeah, fuzzy.
Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura is suing the TSA and the Department of Homeland Security, saying they violated his privacy rights during an airport pat-down.
Of course they did.
Are you suing, Governor?
I am.
And what will be your first step?
Eliminate pat-downs.
What kind of?
Pat-downs. Don't pat that.
The upper Midwest.
No.
Keep your hands off of that.
Right.
The wrestler
Dick
turned politician turned TV personality says rubbing his genitals without a warrant, and he did use that phrase.
Rubbing my genitals without a warrant is not allowed.
I bet you that surprised you, and you used a very surprised tone.
I said, get your paws off me, F-Stick.
Yeah, that's good.
Thank you.
Jesse says rubbing his genitals without a warrant or even suspicion violates his constitutional protection against unlawful search and seizure. Also, according to Ventura's lawsuit, constitutes sexual assault.
I didn't mention this. You'll get a kick out of this. I'm serious. I go to the traffic court yesterday, left the radio show, which was maybe 18 miles away from this courthouse, at 8 o'clock in the morning, hoping that I would make my, plenty of time to spare my 9:30 court date.
Sure.
I was finally processed through that maze that they have of security at about 9:20.
Wow.
Which really shocked me how much time it took. I have never in my entire memory ever felt more processed, almost out of a scene that you would see when people back at prison camps were processed.
Sure.
The way they do it,
the cavity
put
search.
This in, put the belt on, take your belt off, put your shoes, put your wallet in it, and he's walking. And the way that the uniformed guards, not guards, but I think they were sheriffs, were processing the people at the courthouse was frightening. I've been to traffic court before.
A little intimidating.
I don't remember it being that bad, but it's the fact that I was in a line and it's just incredible.
All I know is hearing that, I'll never make another illegal left turn.
It's I tell you, you don't remember. If you have a speeding ticket and you ever have to go to traffic court, if time passes, you forget.
Yeah, what it's like.
Oh, my God. I mean, really, just go the speed limit. It's not worth doing it. But here's what astonishes me. They say, they come out, it's 20 degrees outside, it's freezing, the line is 20 feet long, and there are a bunch of people in line. Guy comes down the line, every two people, and says, take all metal off, take your belts off, take your wallet out, take your watches off, any jewelry you have, and put it in the plastic. He does it every two person. I get up to, right to the where the security screening thing, and there's this douchebag
in front of you
taking his belt off
just now.
Because at some point he didn't. The 40 didn't, effing times he
like
was
being
told
at the airport.
Didn't soak in.
Just absolute mindless people.
Also, did you have to leave your cell phone in your car?
I left it in my car.
Isn't that so weird? Because how are you supposed to find your attorney?
Or they check it. Yeah,
they check it now. They didn't do that in
Prince
William.
It's like a coat check. You turn in your phone and you get a number.
But see, when I had to go to the federal courthouse when I got pulled over on the George Washington Parkway, which is federal land,
right?
Which is
federal
not,
crime. Incidentally, if you want to experience some law enforcement, come to D.C.
Yeah,
seriously. Yeah. Seriously, so, come to D.C.
In the district itself.
So you have to go to federal court,
right?
They didn't have a check-in when I went, so I get to the door and I was like, oh well. They said, sir, you have to walk back to your car and put your cell phone
in
your car.
It's a mile away.
Yeah,
right?
And parking's not easy around here. I'm already late.
I'll give you an example. All right. I think I'm right here. You correct me if I'm wrong, Oscar. You can have a 15-mile commute to work, and you can go through Prince William County, Manassas City, Fairfax County, Park Police, United States Secret Service.
There's a lot of them.
Park Rangers.
Yes.
D.C., Maryland,
right?
You can
a
get
lot of jurisdictions.
All the, I mean,
cities, counties, feds.
Not to mention
we
the security
employ a
guy.
Lot, we employ a lot of guys.
Not to mention the security guy you have on your porch.
The salt lick.
He's there to watch the salt.
Amen. All right, go ahead, Buzz.
And since these days, every silver cloud has a poisonous Chinese lead lining, comes news that many of our reusable grocery bags, including those from Safeway, CVS, Bloom, and Walgreens, contain lead in legally unacceptable levels.
Unbelievable.
Isn't it?
This is all about the environment, these
That's
things.
That's exactly why reusable bags were brought on board.
Jesus. I ate 6 carrots. Now I can't open my mouth.
And a reminder that no good deed goes unpunished.
So those were the ones that we bought for like $5 or $10 a piece just because we wanted
just
to be green?
Chock full of lead.
Unreal. Oh.
That's why I double mine paper and plastic.
Dumbfounded.
And finally, news about women's breasts. A new study says the average bra size in this country has increased from 36C to 36DD.
Wow.
Since the number, now let's break this down, because we didn't.
Average?
I heard this on your morning show. Right. Yes, average. Heard this on your morning show, didn't hear this breakdown. Since that number, the 36, represents the woman's body circumference, and the letter is her cup size, the study seems to say that women have not gotten bigger, but that their breasts have.
Ooh, I'm glad you broke that down.
Since the average is now 36DD, that means about half of all women are even bigger than that.
How about that?
And in Germany, a Bavarian dentist. I think you can just stop with Bavarian dentist.
But I'm so glad I came to work today.
I'm going to push ahead. In Germany, a Bavarian dentist has dressed his staff of female assistants in those cleavage-enhancing Oktoberfest dresses known as...
Girndles?
Dirndles.
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 And he says it's a way to distract patients from the pain. Others say it's just a way to get patients to open wide.
Okay. Hey, Dr. Dana, take that tip, okay?
No, he will.
On the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by Pro Flowers. $19.99. Make your lady happy. It's the best investment of your life. That includes a free glass vase, other specials, free chocolates, and free delivery. Send flowers from our friends at Pro Flowers.
Yeah.
Click their link at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Couldn't be easier when you're checking out that fabulous video of that French guy laughing. Go ahead and get your lady some flowers. We'd appreciate that. That's it. We got to get out of here. This program cannot be rebroadcast without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeO'MaraShow.com. We depend on your support through advertisers as well as merchandise, bonus hours, raw, and the VIP packages. For ad info, call 301-244-8773. For Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long for now, Reveille.
Bye. Touch
ice cream.
Bye-bye.
Calling you, will you answer to? means I offer my love to you to be your own. If you refuse me, I will be blue and waiting all along. But if when you hear my love call ringing clear, and I hear your answering echo so dear, then I will know our love will come true. You'll belong to me, I'll belong to you. To me, I'll belong.